Psalm 12. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceases. The faithful are failing from among the children of men. Well, that's exactly how we feel at times, that there's very few true Christians, and it seems that we're on the decline. And yet, that's also how David felt, and always there will be that righteous remnant somewhere. They speak vanity, everyone with his neighbour, with fluttering lips and with a double heart do they speak. And that, again, is how it seems in this life, that people's conversation is about vanity. It's about the most empty things, about the taste of cupcakes, about what beach you sat on, about how you dreamed to get this or that or the other. And with a lot of flattery, telling people how good they are with a double heart. It's hard to find people who really are sincere. But David had this feeling, and all the righteous have had it. The Lord will cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaks proud things. But that's not necessarily in this life. We believe that Jesus is going to come back and there will be the day of judgment. And that is when all this hypocrisy and all this emptiness is going to be judged. And let's make no mistake, it will be judged. The Lord will cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaks proud things, who have said, with our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own, who is Lord over us? So that's people's attitude, that don't you dare tell me what to do. I shall say and speak what I want to. And the whole idea of self-control and realizing that we are living as men and women who will be judged for what we have said and what we have thought. This is very unpopular, but this is clearly what the Bible says. And we are to live in that awareness. For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, will I arise, says the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffs at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. So then, the psalmist is saying that this really is going to happen because God has spoken this and his word comes true. And he is going to arise and judge all the oppression of the poor and needy. It doesn't just mean people who are literally economically poor, but if in any sense you use people and exploit your strength and superiority over them, in whatever way it may be that you know the Bible better than them, that you are superior in one way or another to them. Well, God is going to arise for that. He hates this kind of pride. And so this is the awesome thing, that because of my pride, your pride, on, let's say, the 6th of April, 2000 and whatever, 20 or whatever, at 3:15 in the afternoon, London time, Riga time, Moscow time, Sydney time, New York time, whatever, you will be judged for that on the last day. This is the idea. Now, of course, if we're in Christ, we are covered, that we are forgiven and we are saved by grace. But all the same, this is the point, that God is so sensitive to every aspect of pride and every proud word, thought and action. And he is in some way going to judge it, that in the final sort of algorithm of how everything works out on the last day, that will be factored in some way. You shall keep them, O Lord. You shall preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side while the most vile men are exalted. That is how it is in this life, I'm afraid. But that's why we look for the kingdom of God to come.